I'm 32 and live alone in a rural house. I have a few neighbors half a mile down that I talk to sometimes, but I mostly keep to myself and only go into town when I need to. I'm half retired, so I spend most of my time at home, but a few months out of the year, I do some contracting work. At the time, it was late fall, and on this day, I was getting all of my equipment from out in the yard and storing it in the shed to prepare for the winter season. It was just a bunch of tools and lawnmowers and stuff like that that I'd left out. Anyway, while I was outside, I saw something unusual. A man was walking along the road that connected to my driveway. He had nothing on him, no backpack or camping gear. For context, this road he was on was entirely empty, aside from the few houses like mine, and the town was a 4-hour walk away. I watched him until he disappeared far off down the road. After he was gone, I looked down in both directions and saw no cars on the side of the road, on either direction. It was really odd, but after a while I stopped thinking about it and finished up with my yard. I was back inside before dark and made dinner while I cooled off. As I sat there, a sudden thud from outside startled me up from the table. It was a wooden thump, like it had come from where the shed was. I looked through the window out into the yard, and the door to the shed was wide open. It was old, but the door had never unlatched on its own like that before. Still unsure of exactly what was going on, I knew I had to check on it and close the door at the very least. I got my rifle just in case, but I was confident it wasn't going to be anything dangerous. Walking out to the shed, I listened carefully and heard nothing other than the quietness of the night. I looked around the field as well and saw no signs of wildlife or people. When I got to the open shed door, I turned on my flashlight and shined it inside. Nothing looked out of place. I stepped in and did a more thorough search for any animals hiding, but still, there wasn't anything. I closed the door to the shed and made sure it was secure, then started walking back. As I made my way through the field toward my house, an eerie feeling grew inside me. I didn't know what it was, but it continued to grow as I reached the front door. I stepped in and locked the door behind me. As I walked into the hallway, I saw a shoe print right on the floor. I flicked on the light, and going across the hallway was a line of dirty shoe prints leading up to the spare bedroom. My heart started beating faster as I held my rifle up and took a deep breath, then carefully walked up to the door. I leaned my head against the wood and listened, hearing what sounded like someone breathing right on the other side. Before I could even think on what to do next, the handle twisted from my grip and the door swung open. I jumped back and held the rifle up as a man looked like he was about to charge at me, holding a huge metal shovel up. I think my gun stopped him in his tracks though. He stood in the doorway, holding the shovel like a weapon and having a face full of rage. I yelled as loud as I could for him to stay back, trying to sound intimidating, but I was undoubtedly terrified. The man kept his distance, but his face full of anger never faded. From this moment though, I didn't know what to do. Cops wouldn't be able to make it here for probably an hour if I called, and I definitely didn't want to hold him at gunpoint for that long, risking anything to happen. As we stood in a strange silence, the man suddenly threw the shovel in my direction, then sprinted back into the room. I ran in to see what he was doing and watched him start crawling out of the window. Part of me wanted to stop him, but another part of me couldn't get myself to. He jumped out and ran off into the field, escaping in the vast empty night with no way of knowing where he was running off to. To this day, that man has never been identified and his intentions are unknown. All I can say is that if I hadn't had my rifle in my hands, or if he had gotten the jump on me, I likely wouldn't be here today. I was 18 at the time, and it was the beginning of summer, so I was off from school and I didn't have any job. The majority of my time was spent inside the house playing video games, watching YouTube or TV, or just relaxing. When this happened, my parents were out of town for a few days, leaving me with the house. This was a common thing and was never a big deal. Sometimes I'd invite friends over or whatever, but this night I was just enjoying the time to myself. I was watching a rerun of one of my favorite shows on Netflix, while also scrolling through my phone. It was late, I don't know the exact time, but I think maybe 11 or 12, when there was a knock at the front door. I paused the TV and went to see who it was. It almost didn't even register in my mind that it was so late, but thankfully it did before I carelessly would have opened the door. I looked in the peephole and saw two men, both wearing similar clothes and just waiting for me to answer. I stood there and thought for a second whether or not to let them know I was home by asking what they wanted. I ended up staying quiet and just watching to wait for them to leave, but a few seconds later, they called out.
Hello? We're here looking to speak with Mr. and Mrs. Ian.
That was my parents they were referring to, though I changed the name for privacy. Confused, I still remained quiet, knowing it was far too late for any sort of visit, even if it was important. After a minute, the men looked at each other and said something quietly, then walked off the porch. The outdoor lights were off, so I couldn't see where they went, but I never saw any headlights or cars show up, which had me wondering if they'd walked here, which would only make things weirder. I went back to the TV, but left it on pause for a while so I could hear if they came back. It only took a few minutes until I heard a pair of footsteps outside the house. They went up to the porch, but instead of knocking like they did before, they started making their way around to the side of the house. I got up and ran to the back window as they got to the backyard. I saw them open the fence and enter, and I hid away from the window so I wouldn't be seen, but I could hear them go up to the back door. They started talking, then began messing with the door. I took this as my chance to get my phone and hide inside the garage. I called the police, explaining the possible break-in that was taking place, and after less than a minute, a loud pop sound vibrated through the house, and the back door slid open. Their footsteps went through the house and straight to the stairs, going up to the bedrooms. A door opened, they entered, then closed it behind them. But after that, there were no more sounds. I waited for a horrifying and slow 10 minutes in silence before the police pulled up to the house. When they did, there was a few quick footsteps upstairs, then the two men started arguing. A few officers came in through the back door and ran upstairs, while another came to the garage and helped me outside. The men didn't resist arrest, but they also didn't speak a word on why they were there. Despite weeks going by, and it being somewhat obvious that they weren't simply robbing the house, the only thing they could charge them with was breaking and entering. It scares me though, that they seemed to be looking for my parents, and it almost felt like they were going to wait upstairs for them until they came back from their trip. I think back to whether or not I should have shown myself, and if that would have stopped the break-in, but something about their behavior tells me that they still would have broken in, and would have done to me whatever was necessary. This was about 3 years ago. I was staying in a rental house while vacationing to see my brother. He lives 6 hours away from me, so I don't get to see him very often, and he only has a one-bedroom apartment, which makes me have to stay elsewhere when I do see him. The house I rented out was really close to my brother's apartment, and was the same price as nearby hotels, so it was an easy choice to go for the house. I had gotten into town early in the morning and met up with my brother for lunch. Then got some groceries and was back at the rental around 5 o'clock. The place didn't have a lot to offer other than a couch, TV, and bed, but for the price, I wasn't expecting too much. I stayed up until 9, then got in bed. It had been a long day, so I was looking forward to getting a good amount of shut-eye. I laid in bed awake for longer than I wanted, falling asleep after an hour. When my eyes opened, the room was in full darkness, and I could sense that it was the middle of the night. Before I could even check the time, though, I heard something outside the room. Footsteps slowly walking down the hallway, and then a door closing softly, followed by silence. It was like my whole body had frozen, laying in the bed still and staring through the dark room. After a minute passed of no more sounds, I got up and looked into the hallway. At the far end, I could see the front door, which I knew was the door I'd heard them close, but I didn't know if they were still in the house or if they had left. I quietly walked through the other rooms, not seeing anyone. Actually, the only sign of them having been here was the front door being unlocked. I didn't see any footprints or notice anything missing. After checking the locks on all the doors, I called 911. They came fairly quick, but didn't do much of anything. They said to make sure all the doors were locked and to contact the owner, but aside from their useless advice, they provided no intent to figure it out. I stayed up that night and waited until morning, unable to sleep. After calling the owner of the rental and discussing what had happened, I went to see my brother. While out, the owner let me know that he'd changed the PIN code on the door, which did make me feel a lot better. I was out until late that day though, getting some dinner and drinks with my brother, and being dropped off at the rental sometime between 8 and 9. I went to the couch and sat down, feeling sleepy, but also feeling that nervousness again about the situation. Every time my eyes were about to close, my head would be filled with fear of the intruder coming back. Knowing I needed to sleep tonight, since I didn't get any last night, I decided to go through the house again and check the rooms in hopes to ease my mind. I walked around the living room and kitchen, then went down the hallway to the bedroom. I opened the closet and checked the attached bathroom, and just before I walked out, I heard footsteps running through the hallway toward the bedroom I was in. I swung around the corner and only caught a glimpse of a large man as he slammed the bedroom door shut. Then I heard his footsteps departing and going toward the living room while I stood in place and just listened. He went all around the living room and kitchen, staying inside the house for probably 2 minutes before I heard the front door open and close behind him. Police came quickly after I called again, and this time the homeowner came by as well. The living room and kitchen looked like they'd been ransacked. The furniture was scattered all over, and the cabinets were all open, with the things inside them having been tossed over the floor. After a closer look though, the owner didn't see anything that was missing. It looked more like whoever that man was looking for something very specific and nothing more. I left the rental and got a hotel after that. And within a few days, I was never updated again about anything. I assume he was never found, but the situation has left me with a lot of questions. Something that really gets to me is that I had checked the entire house that one night, so where was he hiding? How long had he been in the house with me? Was he watching me? And what would have happened if I had fallen asleep on the couch?